Hey guys, it's Jay. Before we get the show started, yeah, the holidays are here. We're about to wrap up season 11, and two things. Our annual live Christmas shows are going to be happening this Friday night. If you're getting this on Thursday when we release it on December 6th, probably starting about 8, 9 o'clock Eastern. Go to our website, mastersofnone.com or simplysyndicated.com. We'll have all the details there. Also, what can you get us for Christmas? Go on iTunes, write us a review, and give us a rating there. It helps us out, move up the rankings there, and just spread the word. If you're not friends with us on Facebook and Twitter, we're at Masters of None. Share our shows when we post them. Share the episodes. Tell your friends. And share the love.
This is Optimus Prime. And you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. I checked them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck. Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com. Season 11, Episode 17.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Art.
Hello.
And Mike.
Yo.
And this is the best and worst movie nude scenes of all time. Yeah, we're Mr. Skinning It Up right here.
Skinning it.
Do you still talk to that dude, Jay, or no?
Yeah, we hang out.
Cool. How's he doing? Good?
He's great.
Nice.
Always nude, though. Weird.
He's got skin cancer.
Mr. Skin Cancer.
Mr. Skin Cancer, now.
This is a donation charity website.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much more depressing website.
It is. It's all the celebrities that have melanoma.
Jesus Christ. Way to kick this off.
Happy holidays.
All right, what are you guys drinking tonight?
Drinking a Hoptical.
Nice.
Is that mine?
Nope.
Yours is gone already. I will be making a new pickup Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, shit.
Yep, yep.
One of my faves, Toasted Lager.
Blue Point Winter Ale.
Nice.
So, Mike wanted to do most unexpected nude scenes of all time.
Yeah.
Which threw me for a loop. You want to just start with some of those?
I do.
Or are they just all mixed in with your list, or is that a completely separate list?
No, that was something like completely separate. Like, unexpected, much like the unexpected hand job, it is...
when you're
watching a movie that you have no idea that a nude scene is coming up, and then all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Boobs. All in their wondrous glory. Or whatever, you know? Like, nowadays, before a movie or a TV show, they put the little ratings on it, and there's like... brief nudity or just straight up nudity if they throw that on there. When they
I don't
say
know why they say brief nudity, it just means ass.
It's dude's ass.
Usually man ass, yeah.
It is dude ass.
The following contains man ass.
Yep. But nudity
NYPD blue.
Right. But nudity, you're probably gonna get some boobs. But back in the day before they did all that, you were just not expecting fucking nudity and boom, there it is. Perfect example. Airplane.
No, I was just going to say that. I just thought that. The chaos scene where everybody's going crazy, and then just a chick with her runs in front of the camera with her tits out.
With like a perfect pair of tits, too. Like, those were not 80s tits. Those were tits that were sent back from the future.
Those were tits from the future. You're absolutely right.
It was amazing. They were like the Terminator of tits. They came back to kill Sarah Connor. Fucking amazing.
Are you John Connor? Motorboat.
The Titanator?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Patent pending. Another movie. National Lampoon's European Vacation.
No!
Oh, like quick cut to the French club?
No. When they're in Germany.
The elderly lady?
No. They're in Germany, and Rusty's making out with that girl, and all of a sudden she just takes her shirt off.
Oh, so yeah, the unexpected pull the boobs out move.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
And those are from 1960.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What? Those boobs had an umlaut over the second O.
Mm-hmm.
Second O.
We call them umwows around here.
Booblouts.
Yes. Yeah, so there's a lot. I mean, there's tons. 80s was big on that. 80s comedies especially. Just One of the Guys, another one.
The big reveal.
Big reveal at the end. Weren't expecting tits. And those were camouflage tits, man. Those were, you did not expect them to be that big.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you came out and you're like, God damn, those are some big ass titties.
Closed shirt, hidden boobies.
Yep. Fucking crazy. So,
any movie with Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, they did that too. Like, was there something in the first Naked Gun?
Maybe not that those ones, but like the Repossessed and.
Oh, in that stuff? Really?
Yeah. All those movies are. It's like the USA Up All Night. There was always like. There was just some random scene where a woman just drops her top off and it's like, boobs.
There you go. Here it is. How are you? But then also, too, I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, bring in something for the ladies. And unexpected male nude scenes. How about fucking.
Die Hard?
Yeah, right?
What was that? Wait, Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2, right? Die Hard 2 with the bad guy in the beginning. Yeah.
That's a good one. I remember that one.
He's like doing Tai Chi in a mirror and he's butt ass naked. Just for no fucking reason. It's just, it not only could be unexpected.
And he's just making knuckles with his feet.
Yes. It also could be, we could also put this in the title of not unexpected nudity, but also unnecessary nudity. Because there's a lot of that seems to go around, too.
How about Michael Rooker and Mallrats?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of doing karate and your ass hanging out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He's the asshole dad. He's just doing, like, karate moves in front of the mirror, and then his towel falls off.
Yeah, no reason for that.
Oh, also, Bill Paxton in Weird Science.
Yes.
For Christ's sakes, will you cover yourself?
Bill Paxton. Love it. Love it. How about some...
He did have a nice ass, though.
Right. How about unexpected dick at the end of Boogie Nights? Was not expecting to see the fucking schlong, and you did.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that coming?
No. Was not expecting
that. Ha-ha, get it?
Ha! Puns. I don't know. There's a couple of other ones.
About Schmidt, another 48 hours, the piano.
Yeah, that one. Those were the unexpected ones, yeah. Anyway.
About Schmidt, that was the Kathy Bates one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because on the Facebook page, Dad, I got a couple of votes for worst of all time.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was. Nobody need to see that.
No. Ain't nobody need to see that.
I'll try and get a cold pop. I would say for me, back in the Skinamax days, growing up, the adolescent years, any Shannon Tweed movie.
Oh, she was so hot back then.
Holy shit.
I'm going to go specifically with Hot Dog, the movie, hot tub scene. You guys remember that one? That skiing movie? Remember when skiing movies were popular?
Yeah.
Like skiing and snowboarding movies? In the 80s, it was all spring break movies. There were lots of movies centered around spring break that just gratuitous nudity. Then in the 90s, it was a lot of like skiing and snowboarding movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was funny because it made that transition from BMX racing and skateboarding movies to snowboarding and skiing movies. It's kind of like the Winter Olympics version.
But they're always better because those always had titties in them.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
The BMX movies did.
No, the BMX movies and the skateboarding movies, they were all like serious and somebody's brother was dead and they had to avenge it by skateboarding somehow and like all that shit.
Remember that rollerblading movie with Jack Black?
Yes. My fucking brothers talk about this all the time and I can never remember the goddamn name of the fucking movie. Seth Green was in it too.
Yeah.
What the hell is it called?
It was about like that kid that had like a I think he came from California. I was like, hey, bro, don't worry about it. I was like, I think he just called you a pair of woman's underpants.
God damn it. It was a terrible movie.
What else was Shannon Tweed in besides Hot Dog the movie?
Shannon Tweed.
It was all those movies that got in Cinemax. It would be like some, you know, deranged woman. She'd play like some woman that was like out to get justice or something by sleeping with the other guys, with the other woman's wife, husband or something. It was all those weird type of movies, but it was always like, yep, she's getting naked.
She had to, you know, stop a mass murderer by sleeping with somebody.
Yeah. I have to sleep with my neighbor to stop the serial killer. All right, cool.
All right, done.
Serial lovers.
Amazing boobs.
Shannon Tweed.
Here, let's see what she was in, you guys. Oh, she's from Newfoundland, eh?
Oh, eh? She's a Newfie.
She's a Newfie, eh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. All right. You tell me if this is a real Skinamax movie that she was in or if I'm just completely making it up.
Okay.
Indecent Behavior.
Got it.
Yeah, that's a real one.
That's a real one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Demon's Lover.
That's real.
No, I made that one up.
You made that one up? Wait, let's play a game. It's either Shannon Tweed movie or grunge band.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death.
Wow, that's that's too creative. That's a movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Movie. Nice.
Thank you for doubting my creativity. How about Lace for All?
Fake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a band name.
Yeah. All right. Steel Justice.
Oh, wow.
STEELE.
Yeah, no.
I know.
I say yes.
I say it's a band. Band name.
No, that's a movie.
Damn.
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, this is fun. We can play this all night.
Steel Justice. Ew. By the way, the Seth Green, Jack Black movie we're thinking of rollerblading is Airborne.
Oh,
God.
Nice.
How about this one? Midnight Fling.
That sounds like a USA Up All Night movie.
Nah, I made that one up.
Damn it.
Nice. Creativity strikes back.
Fucking hell.
That's right, bitch. Here's one. How about Hard Vice?
You said it like it was German. I'm going to say no.
Mike?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Yes!
It does also mean 39 in German. Are you right on that?
You said like Vice.
One more.
Hard Vice, Wienschniff.
One more.
Is that the sequel?
Yes. All right, one more.
Yep.
Too Hot for Heat.
That was Shaquille O'Neal's second album.
You made that up. Totally made that up. Too Hot for Heat.
Did I?
You made
that
up.
Was Shaquille O'Neal's second album.
It was, with him and the Fushnikins.
Yeah.
What do you say, Art?
I say false.
All right, I made that one.
Yeah! Too Hot for Heat. That's terrible.
Too Cold for Winter.
They call the Ghostbusters. What?
And, that was a fun game.
Wow. All
right. Mike, what's one of your best movie new teens?
I'm going to stick with the 80s. I'm going to throw this one out there because it was the first pair of tits I ever saw on the silver screen. And they were Julie Montgomery's from Revenge of the Nerds.
Nice. Mine was also going to be Revenge of the Nerds.
The panty raid
the
scene.
We've got, the, yep. The, no, I was going to say that we've got Bush scene. The post-panty raid watching the camera scene.
I think
that was the first Bush I ever saw.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was when I saw it. I was 5 when I saw that
Jesus
movie.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Where were your parents?
Right next to me. It was really uncomfortable. No. I didn't know what that was. It was just like a lot of hair. And you're like, what? Ew, they're growing plants down there? That's weird. Step aside, Mama. I want some of that muff. But that whole scene, I remember when my friend got a hold of that on VHS. He's like, dude, come over. You gotta see this. So I'm like, yeah, no, I've seen it before. He's like, yeah, but I got it on tape. We're like, okay, great. So we go over his house. He puts it in his VCR, and we just watch the panty raid scene probably 12 to 13 times in a row. He just kept rewinding it. We just kept watching it again.
Nice.
It was probably one of the longest nude scenes ever. Like, it just kept going. Like, there was just more boobs. And then just the next day, same thing with the, are you watching the pies? Fucking great.
See, here's what I don't get. Like, they were up all night watching them. At what point did the pies go to bed? They come down and it's morning and they're brushing their teeth and showering and stuff.
Right.
So that means at some point they went to bed.
Right.
And then woke up. So what were the nerds doing? Just masturbating for like the 6 hours they were sleeping? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, they were not up all night just showering and being
watching
naked.
Watching girls sleep, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Just turn into Paranormal Activity really fast. Just echoing in the background.
All right. here's one of my worst, and my buddy JT nailed it. It was the first one I thought of on Facebook. We threw it up there as well.
Yeah.
The Shining, the old lady in the bathtub.
Ugh.
Although it almost goes from the best to the worst, like, instantly.
Yeah.
It goes from a super hot chick in the tub, and then she gets out, and then she turns into, like, a hideous old lady, nude.
Yeah, that's... Ugh. Yeah, that'll scar you for a little bit.
Oh, totally.
Scur you?
Yeah.
Keep the scurvy.
Now, think about this. Think about the guy who had to apply the makeup for that. So not only did... So not only... I don't know what's worse, the fact that he had to look at it that much and, like, critique it and make it right, or the fact that he probably got used to it and probably didn't think it was that gross. Do you know
and
what I mean?
Made love to it.
Maybe.
I feel like it was... Do you think it was probably, like, makeup? Like a weird old lady bodysuit? Or you think that was just some naturally... Some old lady's body?
Ed!
Sleep on that, kids.
Choking a little bit. Ugh.
Show enough?
That one hurts.
By the way, there's a band called Show Enough, and they're playing at the place they do trivia, like Thanksgiving weekend.
Hells yeah. Dude, better come dressed as fucking Shogun.
That hell yeah, show enough.
All right, Art, what do you got?
I would say, for me, one of the best scenes was seeing Halle Berry in Swordfish. That was like, remember like the
Boo.
Whole buzz around that?
Boo. Yes, I remember the buzz around it, and it was disappointing.
But it was disappointing, but then it led to her to be comfortable with it and then go to Monster's Ball.
There is your example, sir.
But that's
Swordfish.
It's the precursor to see like what happened. It was like... Little, like, oh, here's a little image, and then you waited for it, and then you went to Monster's
Testing
Ball.
Testing the booby waters?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
But, no, do you remember, like, I remember seeing that movie. I was like, oh, this is crazy. She's going to be new. And I was like, 2 seconds. Oh,
yeah.
Done.
It was terrible. It was very disappointing. It wasn't a flattering angle. She wasn't, you know, it wasn't, like, sexy. It was like, oh, we're just going to show your tits just for this. The whole marketing around that movie was that Halle Berry shows her tits. That was it.
It's been called Halle Berry's Tits.
Yeah.
And 87 other minutes of movie.
Right. Of terribleness. Of Hugh Jackman and John Travolta pretending they're not gay. Yeah, Halle Berry in Monster's Ball, which was one of my examples, is where you gotta go. I mean, Jesus. That was incredible. When she's just getting fucking plowed. Billy Bob Thornton is just fucking her hard. And then, like, I didn't understand the symbolism of, like, her in the cage or some shit. Like, I get it. Maybe she's trapped. But all I know is she was getting a high, hard one. So while Heath Ledger was just pissed. It was awesome. Dude, that was a great goddamn scene.
How about a worst for you?
Does it have to be from a...
Does it have to be from a movie? No, it can be one in your own personal life.
No, I meant, like, TV shows.
There's nudity in TV shows?
Like I said, like Dennis France, like from NYPD Blue, man. It was like there was like the brief nudity thing, like Jay was saying, like, brief nudity. Mm. It transpired from the 80s, from like, you know, the movies to like dramatic shows in the 90s. It was like, yeah. NYPD Blue. Oh, we're going to show, you know, Dennis Franz's ass. There you go.
Shout out to that. Was sexy. I liked it.
All right.
Of course, Art made appointment viewing out of that episode.
Yeah. It was must-see TV.
Oh, forget it.
There's a bunch of worst on the Facebook page. It seems a lot of fat dudes like to get naked for comedy effect.
Oh, that scene
like
in
Borat.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Oh, that was so uncomfortable.
That was disturbing.
It was so long.
It was so long that I could taste ball sweat on my tongue. Like, you know what I mean? It just, it was gross.
It was like... I felt like it was like one long shot. It was like the total opposite of like the restaurant scene in Goodfellas, but like completely uncomfortable, not a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about Ken Jeong from The Hangover?
Oh, yeah. God.
Is that really his dick? That super tiny dick? Was that real? Has that ever been confirmed?
I don't know if it's really his dick, but is that really his bush?
that's what's really offensive.
That's incredibly offensive. Some people
Good
are into
question.
Tiny dicks.
Really? Who?
I don't know. It's always a category on Lobster Tube.
It's always a category on Jeopardy. I'll take people who are into tiny dicks for $200.
Things a tiny dick would say.
Tiny dicks, no whammies.
You got a tiny dick.
Someone on Facebook really enjoyed our whammy bit.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Forget who that was.
I think it was Ava.
Ava Loy, yeah.
How about Harvey Keitel on the piano?
I have not seen the piano.
Yeah, you
neither have I.
How about Harvey Keitel in like nearly half the movies he's in?
Yeah, he always loves got his dick out. Showing his dick. He loves
Bad
showing
Lieutenant.
His dick.
What else? There's what? More.
Why? Why does he have to throw his fucking balls? Just let him sit, man. You don't need to share him with the world. It's cool.
It's not even like he's got a huge dick. Like, why do you always want to show it off?
Michael F. Aspender, you are not, sir.
Yeah, right.
By the way,
I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
I fear it.
Shame?
No. No.
The movie's fucking hot. But yeah, he's swinging. Dude is a fucking five soft. Easily.
And by five, you mean out of 10 or 5 inches?
5 inches, I mean.
Okay.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Has Liam Neeson ever showed his dick off? Because he's supposed to have a huge one.
He did in Star Wars, I thought, right?
Oh, yeah. His dick was in that.
Yeah.
His dick voiced Jar Jar Binks.
He did. He did. That was his dick, actually. It was fucking CGI'd.
They just threw a couple of googly eyes on it. Some clothes.
I would love it if Liam Neeson secretly called his dick Jar Jar Binks.
Would you like to meet Jar Jar?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Me's a wild pussy.
Me's a spit in your eye.
And then you hear that it came out.
Uh-huh.
Came out this past week that that apparently Leonardo DiCaprio has a huge dick too.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
When did he start that rumor? I bet he's got a tiny dick.
Some girl wrote a book.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Some girl wrote a book and like was talking about all the people she slept with. I forget who it was. You know, it's good. It's light bathroom reading.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'll have to get that from the library. The Book of Dicks. By Random Whore.
Yep.
Random Whore Publishing.
All right.
Vision of Random House.
I want to stay in the 80s. Or I think it's the 80s. It's late 80s, maybe.
Who doesn't want to stay in the 80s?
I don't know. Nobody I want to hang out with. I don't even know how to pronounce her last name, but she has a pair of the most perfect breasts I've ever seen. Erica Eleniak. Eleniak?
Yeah, I think you got it.
The Animaniacs?
Playmate.
Yeah, Playmate. Under Siege.
Yeah.
Very, very quick, but very, very memorable. Oh, boy.
She jumps out of the cake, right?
Yeah. God damn. I'm going to watch that scene right now.
Never wanted to be a cake so much in my life.
Yep. Yeah, that was a fucking great one. Oh, so good.
I wonder what the Mr. Skin, like, greatest number one scene of all time is. Should I look that up?
Do it, yeah.
Hey, talk to him. You should bring him up.
Yeah, give him a call. Text him.
Have you guys seen Hell Baby yet?
No.
No. The scene where Ricky Lindholm from Garfunkel & Oates is just naked for like 5 minutes.
Which one's that? Is it the blonde or the brunette?
Oh, the blonde. Come on, dude.
All right. I don't know what weird shit you're into.
Tiny brunette midget elf type looking girl.
Sometimes.
No.
That's what I heard.
That's a pretty good one. She's just like, it's just one of those scenes where someone's just standing there completely nude, just like talking or whatever, just ignoring the fact that they're totally naked. All right, what else you got?
Well, good scenes. I finally saw this movie, and I thought you guys might be ashamed of me, but it was Phoebe Cates in Fast Times.
Famous one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. That's on a lot of people's list, man. That's like a huge deal.
I don't think it's that great. It's kind of overrated.
Now, after seeing Gremlins, damn straight I wanted to see them titties. So, Fast Times helped me out, which was good. That's a huge one, man. That has been like mocked and redone so many times now.
Yeah, there's no like best nude scenes of all time on here. You think that would be the first thing that they would have?
No. I know IMDb has something.
She doesn't conform to that, man.
Yeah. I want to hear your fucking
My
shit.
Guess is it would
That's
be
Bush
the,
League.
The Fast Times one. Bush League.
Nice. Yeah, Fast Times one's pretty huge.
Well, you saw that movie, Jay. I didn't see it, but I heard Olivia Wilde gets a little in Drinking Buddies.
Oh, yeah, it's Olivia Wilde. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a better nude scene, though. I forget what the movie was. She's like in bed with some dude, and she's just like topless the whole time.
All right.
It's better, but yeah, she does show her boobs in that. Oh, you know it's a good one? Any Anne Hathaway movie.
Oh, dude.
What's the one where she like bangs like all the like white trash dudes?
Love and Other Drugs or something like that? Did you see that one?
I don't know.
It's her and Jake Gyllenhaal just fucking for 40 minutes of the movie. It's pretty good.
No, you're thinking of the gay cowboy movie.
Yes, I'm sorry. My fault. She was nude in
Steel
that.
Steel Magnolias?
Well.
She wasn't, yes. She was nude in that.
She was nude in the gay cowboy movie.
But no, it was like the first one she was nude in. It's like her and someone else are just like banging some like wiggery type kids.
Art, you know?
Let me see. Princess Diaries?
Fuck some wigger in a...
Alpha Dog.
Alpha Dog.
Jade Timber?
Jade Timber in that.
Jimmy Timms.
Jimmy Timms. Jimmy Timbles.
Jay Thimbles.
A Thimble Nuts.
Yes, JT was in that.
Hell yeah.
Emil Hirsch. Yeah, that's a fucking really good one. And then Olivia Wilde. Oh, Olivia Wilde was in that too. That's the same movie where she's naked.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That joint.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm all confused.
You
now.
Blew it.
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Skin's got you all twisted.
Alpha Dog is the J. Tim with Olivia Wilde.
Mm.
Has Michael Bolton ever been naked?
Thankfully, no.
How about, like, good nude scenes of dudes, you guys?
Fucking, hold on. David Lopan on our Facebook wrote, the best Marissa Tomei sex scene in the beginning of Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Worst, Philip Seymour Hoffman's sex scene in the beginning of Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
That's funny.
It was very funny. Love it.
Yeah, I feel like they're the same movie. Havoc is the one where Anne Hathaway first got naked.
Oh, of course. That masterpiece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's like the same kind of movie, like classy chicks, like bang ghetto dudes.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
It's my favorite genre.
Sweet. I think that's that's like a genre on Netflix. You ever notice that? Like, you go to Netflix and they always have, because you loved quirky fat people comedies. And you're like, what? Why is that a fucking subject line?
Because you love movies where people spill things on themselves. Like, what? That's oddly specific, Netflix.
Movies with an abundance of triangles in it.
Movies with six or more instances of French cuffs.
Movies where one of the main characters drives a hybrid.
Because you liked movies with amputees who fall down.
I'm choking on my beer. Holy shit. Fucking great. I can do this all night. It's my favorite. My favorite thing ever. I just want more obscure Netflix subgenres. Holy shit. Oh.
Here's the fun thing that Netflix does too is you bring it up and it asks you like which like your profile now, which one you want.
Yeah.
And then one of the choices is usually Netflix Kids. So I go, okay, I'm gonna put something up for my kids. I go to Netflix Kids. And then the first screen that pops up is a huge advertisement for House of Lies with Kevin Spacey, which is just filled with filthy language. And the play now button is already highlighted.
Right.
And then you have to like move it off of the highlighted thing to get it back to the kids section. It's like, you guys are the fucking worst. And then...
Fooled you!
Not only that, because you know that they're just like trying to get fucking clicks on it just to like, hey, another person played it.
Yep.
Look how many views we got.
Yep.
Fucking ass wipes. And then when I run it on my desktop to try and run it onto my big TV, every time I fucking log in, how satisfied are you with Netflix? I hit zero every time and it still pops up. Nobody asks why. It appears to have no bearing on anything. Yet they ask me every fucking time. Every time.
That's funny. Back to School's now on Netflix.
I know. I say post that. Oh, you guys didn't have a post along.
Yeah. No.
You're having a post and watch.
I just enjoyed watching it. I watch it every day, I think.
That's great. What else you guys got? Bad or good?
Good. Jessica Biel in Powder Blue.
I never saw that. I would love to see.
She's a stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like pouring hot wax on herself?
Yep.
Do you get to see her tits? Like, are
they
real?
So, yeah.
Here's the other thing, too, I want to talk about. Stunt breasts.
Is a movie like that?
That was a Shannon Tweed movie.
Body doubles in general. I hate that.
Yeah, body doubles, man. What, okay, so the Jessica Biel one, right? I have never seen it. So when you see her tits, do you see her face, too, at the same time?
No.
I think it's really her, because they kind of made a big deal about it when it happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Mr. Skin's usually on top of that shit.
Yeah?
That's probably the longest-lasting gift I've gotten out of radio. Was a free Skin. Mr. Skin membership. Yeah. Lifetime member, baby.
I just got crabs.
It's a gift I keep.
I got
there's
one.
There's a new movie out I'm dying to see.
Uh-oh.
Blue is the Warmest Color. Have you guys heard about this?
It's a new Shannon Tweed movie?
Yeah.
the new Smurf sequel.
Oh, nice. No, what is that? What is that
movie? It's just like a three-hour like French lesbian porn.
Ooh.
From what I hear.
Well, it's playing at the independent theater down the road from me.
Ooh, you should go see it with a hot date, which is a bottle of Vaseline.
Yep.
Just you and some Kleenex.
Who are the two broads? Let's see.
I don't know, just nobody's.
The broads.
They're French. because they have accents over weird letters.
Accent aigu, accent grave.
Léa, Célion, and Adèle, Exarchopoulos.
Sounds really hot when you say it, Mike.
Emma and Adele. And then you just make out. Is this like that that fake Russian band where the two girls just made out and that was their whole gimmick and the songs were terrible?
Tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a poster of them on my wall.
Of course you did.
Just kidding. It was my ceiling. I love when they make bands based on my favorite websites.
All right. I got one for you. This one's a little bit unexpected and also very, very pleasurable. And that would be Charlize Theron in Cider House Rules.
I have not seen that one.
Well,
neither
you should.
Have I.
There's a scene where she's completely naked.
Rules.
So good.
She's naked in like everything.
I know. But this is when she was at her, I like, she just reached her peak. Devil's Advocate, she was hot, but it was, I didn't like the dark hair. But Cider House Rules, she had that blonde, that platinum blonde. She, you know, it was a period piece, so it was like the 40s or 50s or something, so it was like perfect because she looked that era, that kind of hot, that pin-up hot. And they're like, she's completely naked in the bed and it's nighttime and the moonlight comes in and just shines a light on her perfect ass. Oh god, it's so good. Find that scene, it's just fucking amazing.
It's not gonna make it.
Nope, not a bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever do this back in the day when I finally got cable in my bedroom? I had a VCR in there, and I would just make like nude scene mixtapes. Did anybody do that?
Nah, I just watch porno.
Oh, all right.
Nude scene mixtapes. That's great.
Yeah, you just get like a blank tape in there, and then anytime like a nude scene, you can just tell it's coming when you're watching an HBO movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just hit record. Boom. You stop it when it's done, and you just keep going.
That's a wow. Just
flipping channels around. Dude, I had like three or four of them. I wish I could find them.
You just blew Mike's mind, Jay.
Seriously. Jay's Boner Jams 2003.
No, what? 1989. Yeah, they were sweet.
Boner Jams.
Wow.
There'd be a lot of times, though, you'd anticipate one, and then you wouldn't get anything. It'd just be like one of those cheap, shitty ones where, like, you don't see anything. And you have to rewind, go back to the spot.
Oh.
But, yeah, they were sweet. Put it on SLP. You get like 6 hours of nudity mixtape. It's the best.
Nudity mixtape. That is a grunge band, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. That wasn't that Eddie Vedder's band before Pearl Jam?
I believe so, yes. Another one that was kind of, it was very... it was a very important one because it kind of brought back that whole 80s comedy feel where they just had new boobs for no reason. And that would be Shannon Elizabeth in American Pie.
Yeah.
That was kind of a big deal just because it felt like it had been a while since you saw a good set in comedy. And those were damn near perfect.
Nice.
Remember the whole thing? That was also a big debate about whether or not, you know, somebody that is up and coming, if they show their tits, if they're going to, you know, if they're going to go any farther or if they kind of peter out. Like, that's like the biggest fear, right? For like actresses, especially popular ones, where if they show themselves naked, then they're not going to get any good roles anymore.
That's how my career ended.
My hair, yeah.
No, I think you're totally right, Mike, because that was like the big buzz of like even like kids our age at the time when those movies were like, yeah, she's not going to make it far. We already knew that. She's like, yep, showing her tits. No, like, nope, she ain't going to do anything.
Yeah, who was so big on that? What's her name? The girl that did MTV or something. Brooke Lopez? Brooke Burke. Remember that? You know that girl, Brooke Burke? Remember she was like, there was a whole big thing about how she won't show her tits because she thinks if that's all they want to see and then they're not going to hire anymore. And then she was right. That's exactly what happened. How about another damn near perfect set was Carlos Gino Carla Gugino in Sin City.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, she's another one who's naked in a lot of stuff.
Is she?
Yeah, she's been naked in a bunch of stuff.
I don't remember seeing her naked in anything before that. I gotta watch more movies. Shit.
Would you like me to Mr. Skin that for you?
Yeah, you, I mean, shit. Also, too, how about one of my favorites? She's been one of my favorites of all time, and I was so happy to see her take on the role of Roller Girl in Boogie Nights, Heather Graham.
Oh, yeah. Oh. She's great. Still awesome boobs. Perfect.
She is. She's very cool.
Yeah, oh, I have another example of a great and awful one at the same time.
I gotta go.
It's the one Sarah Silverman got naked in.
Why was it good and awful at the same time?
Because it's like a locker room shower scene.
Uh-huh.
And, well, yeah, you get to see Sarah Silverman, who waited too long, Michelle Williams, and then it's just like a horde of like old and fat chicks.
I missed that one.
Horrible.
That's terrible.
Horrible.
Was that on your Boner Jams mixtape?
Did you,
Jay was like, yes, yes, this is off. No, no. Where's yeah, this?
That's exactly
where's
what it's
stop button?
Oh, shit.
Here's some Carla Gugino classics. Righteous Kill, Rise, Bloodhunter, Snake Eyes, Judas Kiss, Jaded.
These are the ones where she got naked in?
Yeah, Miami Rhapsody. She was in Californication TV show. Electra Lux. Every Day. Are these just Wheel of Fortune phrases?
Yeah,
or nude Carla Gugino?
Before and after.
Women in Trouble.
That sounds like a fucking Skinamax movie.
Yeah. Although it says body double for that one. Why would you have a body double when you're naked and everything else?
Why would you have a body double when you have a perfect body?
Do you remember when she was naked in Elf?
No.
All right. Any more, guys?
Those are mine. You know, you could go with the usual ones like that everybody picks, like Denise Richards and Wild Things and everything. And that, yeah, that's fucking hot as hell. But I think it fell a little bit in my list only because Neve Campbell also does not get naked. It's only her.
Yeah, that seemed like such a cop out.
Yeah.
It's like, this girl's naked as fuck, and you are not naked as fuck.
Naked as fuck. Yeah.
It's just lame. It's like, come on.
I know. But there's
this would never happen, first of all.
Right.
Like, if that girl's naked, you're getting naked.
It's happening. It's happening, of course. Right now. Yep.
Silly.
Don't touch me.
Like, I saw some things online, like, you know, the shower scene in Porky's. Like, that was huge.
Stripes.
Is there boobs in Stripes?
Yeah, when the dude, was it Dan Larroquette?
John Larroquette.
Thank you. Dan Larroquette.
Well, yeah, it's his brother.
Yeah, when he's, like, spying on them, he's like, he goes, like, I wish I was a loofah.
Oh, that's right.
That was my boner jam.
That is your boner. That is perfect.
Boner jam.
Here's one off the Facebook that can go into the worst. And
the
also
Facebook.
The Facebook. And also comes up with one of my horror movie things, and that is Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, God.
One of the worst ever.
Definitely.
Terrible. And then there was a whole thing on back and forth going on here on Facebook about Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, she's got nice ones.
But apparently she was nude in a few movies.
Yeah, Alexander with Colin Farrell.
And then a couple of people brought up the worst being Jason Segel in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
He's, again, another one. He's always naked. And, yeah someone else put the fat guy from Super Troopers.
Farva?
Yeah.
He was nude.
He's fucking naked in the shower.
Oh.
It's pretty horrible.
I also didn't appreciate seeing the fat kid's boner in fucking... Laws of Attraction, or Rules of Attraction. Do you remember that movie?
Guidelines to Attraction.
Yeah. Yeah. Scantron to Attraction.
Attractive Attraction. That was a Shannon Tweedy movie.
That was. Attractive Attractors. But it was actually Attractive Tractors. It was just really awesome tractors that people used.
Tractor porn.
Tractor. Hey, you!
Seductive Sleds.
Seductive.
Because you liked sled porn.
Citizen Kane. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we will talk to you next week on Masters of None. I'm Jay for Mike and Art.
See ya.
Bye.
Rosebud.
I could taste ball sweat on my tongue.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website, mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it? You think someone had it and they were like, "We want that. I got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.